Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. Let's give the Lord a praise today. Amen. Because He's here. And He is the important one. Amen. Now, think covenant. Always. You know, I don't care what we're talking about in the Bible, you have to keep one hand on covenant, because that's what this book is. It is two covenants, the first one and the second one. Now, something that is extremely important to understand the Bible is the change of names in covenant. And I brought out the fact just before we went on the air today that talking to the beautiful women that are in this audience, and I'm speaking to you, women, those of you that are married, and those of you that plan to be, amen, when that happens, you're going to change your name. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to add something to this right here. This is covenant. In the covenant of God, God gave us everything He has. And we give Him everything we have. And when Gloria Jean Neese and Kenneth Copeland married on the 13th day of April, 1962, she became Gloria Jean Copeland. She took my name in covenant with me, and she has everything I own. I wish I had more to give her. Now, the prenuptial agreement, I don't even want to talk about that. That's not a marriage. May I be very, I'm not trying to be vulgar here. May I be very blunt? That's just legal sex. Sure. That's all that is, not a marriage. There's no covenant there. I'm keeping what's mine, and you can do the best you can. Well, I don't say any more about that. But when you understand covenant, now we know somebody's holding back. This is mine, and you're not going to have it. That's no covenant at all. So, and are we ready for this now? Remember, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, Abram to Abraham. The H in the middle of Abram's name, he entered into covenant. He said, I am the Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. I'm the God who's more than enough. And he entered covenant with him. And he changed his name. The H in the middle of Abraham, God put his name, Hashem. He put his name in the middle of Abram's name. Entering covenant with him. He gave him his name. Amen. 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 This is just so vitally important to understand the Bible. All right. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter, now wait a minute. for now, put little brackets around Peter. This is the day Jesus named him. This is when he became Peter. This is just huge. But Simon answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, now this is his name, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." Simon, son of Jonah. That was his name. "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I say also unto thee, thou art Peter." That's when he got that name. He changed his name that day. And that change of his name was extremely important, particularly when he was tried. And he slipped and he fell. And he denied knowing Jesus. But he had been named the Rock. And it held strong. Isn't this good stuff? "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, wait a minute. Misunderstanding here. Well, he built his church on Peter. No, he didn't either. Jesus did not build his church on any man but himself. So what could that be then? The rock of revelation knowledge. On this rock. Now, if you look it up, now hang on a minute. I'm going to go to the 18th verse. If you don't have the Blue Bible app, oh, by all means, get it. BLB. It's free and it's Christian owned and based, and it uses Strong's Concordance, and it is so cool. Okay. "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, Petros, a rock or a stone." A rock or a stone. Isn't that good? Jesus named him, knowing that it's coming. It's coming. The scripture said he knew every one of them before he called them. He knew who Judas was, and he knew this man. Amen. And he knew his weaknesses. He's just Simon, son of Jonah. Just a rough old boy, fisherman, you know. Just he and James and John, they were tough men. James and John were the sons of thunder. Anyway, I wanted you to see this. A rock or a stone. Hallelujah. Now, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." It was the rock of revealed knowledge. There's a difference between revelation knowledge. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. I'm talking about revelation knowledge. Knowledge revealed by the Spirit of God and His anointing to the heart, the spirit being. Amen. Amen. Now, what is sense knowledge? Sense knowledge is just simply knowledge gained by the five physical senses. That began when you were born. That's the only way a little guy has any way of finding out things around him or her. And they'll stick anything in their mouth, you know. You just have to watch them. They'll pick up an ashtray and throw, that's no good. You know, I mean, that's a reason that mama has to watch and daddy has to watch, because this little guy's learning what everything is around him. And you continue learning that way. You learn, ooh, that's not good. That's good. And so everything has to build up around the five physical senses. And then you grow up believing what you can see, what you can feel, can hear, what you can taste, what you can smell. Well, seeing is believing. No, it isn't. Remember this now. A spirit, God, is a spirit. And those that worship Him in spirit and truth. In fact, turn over to the Gospel of John, chapter 4. John is very, very, very tuned into let me say it this way. Well, all of them are. But his way of explaining things, it just, I don't know, maybe it's just me. But anyway, I want you to listen to what he said in the 24th verse. God, let's read the 23rd. The hour cometh, this is Jesus, and now is. The hour cometh and now is. Well, if it was now is then, it now is now. The hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit, and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is a spirit. Say it. God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, how do we come to a conclusion here about what truth is? Well, wait a minute. Jesus said, your word is truth. Now, listen to what else He said. Continue ye in my word. Okay. Hold that. Say it. Continue ye in my word. Okay, now John 6, 63. It is the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, continue ye in my word. You will be my disciples indeed. My words are spirit and they are life. And you will know the truth and the truth will make you. He didn't say the truth will set you free. There's a big difference here. The truth will make you free. So now what can we say about that? The truth. The truth that healing belongs to you. will make you free from sickness and disease. I don't get it, Brother Copeland. I just don't get it. Look at this. It's plain to see that I'm not healed. Isn't this the truth? No. No, that's a fact. I don't deny the fact. I just deny it's right to exist on my body. No. What do? I apply the truth. By His stripes you were healed. If I was healed, then I am healed now. And I apply that truth to this thing on my arm or whatever else it is. And it makes me free. It will get rid of that because it's the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Are we getting anywhere with this?
Yes.
All right, now. And we're just doing a cross-field summary here. And now remember, last week, Jesus dealt in the 5th chapter of Mark and delivered the madman of Gadara, who's no longer mad man. He's in the ministry right now. Or was then. He's a love preacher. And so, but what did Jesus dealt with? One unclean spirit. Satan was not always Satan. He was Lucifer. And if you study the Word, you know that he was absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, beyond imagination. But he fell. There's no redemption for him. The Bible plainly says, now he's a spirit being. He's not flesh and blood. He's a spirit being. The Bible said he was perfect in the day that he was created. But iniquity was found in him. He had no tempter. Now, what was his first iniquity? He gave birth to the lie. Jesus said, he's a liar and the father of it. Amen. He's a liar and the father of it. Now, that's not like the little boy in class when the teacher asked him, what is a lie? He said, it's an abomination to God and an ever-present help in a time of need. No, that isn't it. No, just X that. I was that little boy at one time. Oh, Lord. Yeah, oh, God, thank you. Now then, saying all this, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace, the very God of peace, in Hebrew, shalom, magnificent word. It's translated prosperity. It's translated soundness and healing. Shalom. And it, nothing missing, nothing broken. Isn't that just, that's God. And He is our nothing missing, nothing broken. Glory to God. If it's broken, He'll fix it. He has fixed it. So all we need to do is receive it. Praise God. the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you and who also will do it. He will do it. And let's go check this out in Weymouth New Testament. Let's see here now. First Thessalonians 5. And may the God of peace himself make you entirely holy. May your spirit, soul, and bodies be preserved complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will also accomplish it. Now, I want you to get something right here. Let me put it this way. I said all that to get to say this. The very God of peace sanctify or separate you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body. Spirit and soul and body in that order. It's not body, mind, and spirit. When you hear someone say, well, you know, it's just body and soul. Absolutely nothing. I mean, maybe born again, spirit, filled, tongue, that's wonderful. But not have any idea that the soul and the spirit are not the same thing. They are not. God is a spirit. Do you remember, you recall when Professor Greg Stevens was here and we went to the Chumash, which is the commentary of the first five books of the Bible. And one of the commentators said, "And man became a living soul." No, man became a living, speaking spirit like God. A living, speaking spirit like God. And we're out of time. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, son.
Thank you, Papa. We are getting insight into the difference between revelation knowledge and sense knowledge. Now, revelation knowledge is revealed by the Spirit of God to your spirit. But sense knowledge is, it's what you can see, it's what you can feel or hear, or taste, it's smell. But God's Word is true. It's full of power that applies to your health, your finances, your relationships, everything in this life. So if the situation you're facing is contrary to what the Word says, it can be changed to become that promise of God.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
Richard Francis Weymouth was a noted Christian educator and linguist in the 19th century. His love for language and the Word of God led him on a quest to create a translation of the Bible without theological or denominational bias. He wanted to understand the Bible as purely as the writers intended. Once out of print, KCM has brought back to life this essential addition to every believer's biblical library. The New Testament in Modern Speech, translated by Richard Francis Weymouth. This now classic translation of the New Testament seeks to preserve the original Greek and put it into words a modern English speaker can understand. Use it as a study and reference tool to bring deeper understanding and clarity of the Word of God. The New Testament in modern speech is easy to pack and take with you anywhere. Get a fresh biblical perspective and be inspired to immerse yourself in the Word of God every day. The New Testament in Modern Speech Bible, yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267 to request your free copy. Experience the New Testament in a translation by Richard Francis Weymouth to help bring accuracy and clarity to your study of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week, KCM is giving you a special gift. It is the New Testament in Modern Speech Bible by Richard Francis Weymouth. Now, you may have heard of this translation, but both my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, use this for their study in the Word, and they're making it available to you for free. All you need to do is request your copy on kcm.org, and they will send it to you. And as Brother Copeland mentioned last week, this Weymouth Bible was out of print and couldn't really readily be found, so KCM has had it published and it's back in print. A key benefit now of this translation is it's written in modern verbiage. So it makes it easy to read, it's easy to understand, and this is an excellent study tool for you, for your Bible studies. It would be a great addition to your faith library. So if you want it, go to kcm.org, request your free New Testament in Modern Speech Bible today. Now, let me ask you, are you receiving your copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine? If not, you need to, because it's KCM's free monthly publication. It's sent to partners and friends all over the world. Now, every month, this magazine features articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, other guest ministers, and all of it is designed with one thing in mind, to help build your faith. We want you to be encouraged by the testimonies from other partners that you read. All of these glory stories are of the goodness of God and His grace in people's lives. And you can request a free subscription on kcm.org to be mailed to you, or you can read each issue online. So whether it's the physical copy or the interactive version, you can share the content of the Believer's Voice of Victory with your friends, with your family, and get the Word into their life. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.